This week we lay in Parshas Kisetze, Teitze. Teitze, Kisetze is always read in the month of Elul. But there's another part of this Parsha that is read at a different time during the year. In fact, it is the only laning that we are obligated to hear Mida Oraisa, Min HaTorah. And that is Parsha Zohar. Parsha Zohar is in Parshas Kisetze at the end. And it has to be mentioned, you can't not mention it, even if it was mentioned in previous years, it's halachically applicable today, because if someone did not hear Parshas Zohar this year, for example, Shabbos before Purim, even women who usually go to shul, one can be yotzeh with Parshas Zohar this Shabbos. Just to ask the Baal Kori beforehand, many times I get the request to be motzi people who hadn't heard Parshas Zohar. So the real Parsha Zohar, in other words, the real the psukim where it says it, is here in Parshas Kisetze. We read it the Shabbos before Purim, but this is the Parsha of Mechias Amolek. And the fact that it is read here and in the month of Adar tell us that there is a connection. Everything in Torah is precise. There are no coincidences. What is that connection? The Parsha begins with going out to battle. Kisetze la milchama aloyvecha. This is the parasha of war. And that's what it ends with. It ends with the war of Amalek. So this is the parasha of milchama. And as mentioned, the month of Elul is the month of God. And God is the warrior of all the Shvatim. God, even more than Yehuda. Yehuda was considered the most powerful of all the Shvatim. Yehuda is the lion. God, though, is the warrior. God gedud yigudenu, v'hu yagud akev. And as we mentioned last week, the Torah Zeroya Avkotkoi, that God excelled in battle. He was on the front lines during all the wars that took place, and he will be on the front lines, as Chazal tell us, by Mulchemes Goy Gumogoy, because the Pasuk says in Parashas Matos, v'anachnu necholeitz chushim. Chushim is oisiyos Mashiach. That we will be on the front lines, even when Chushim, even when Mashiach will come, God promised that they will fight in the front. So God is Elul, Elul is God, Elul is the month of war. What's the war in Elul? The battle in Elul is the battle, aloyvecha, on the enemy of the Yid, which the enemy of the Yid, of course, is the Yetzer Hara. And one might say, well, that's all year round. That's every day. The whole purpose of what we're in this world for is to battle the Yetzer Hara and to try at least to conquer him. And as the Pasuk promises here, as far as say, Kisetze la milchama aloyvecha, that if you go out to battle your enemy, which means the Yetzer Hara, unesonai Hashem aloykecha biyodecha, Hashem will deliver him into your hand. You just have to go out. You have to involve yourselves. You can't just sit back. The Yetzer Hara is definitely more powerful than we are. We have to want to battle him, and if we do, like any other issues in this world, that if we want to do it, and if we want to fight it, we will overcome. Now, the beginning of this parasha, which talks about the Eishes Yifas Toyar, and the Arachayim and other Mefarshim elaborate how this has to do with Mechemes HaYetzer, and it's hinted in Rashi, who says, Vaydibra Toyra Ela Keneged Yetzer Hara. Rashi himself really says it, that this is really all about the Yetzer Hara and how we fight the Yetzer Hara. We read how the Yifas Toyar sits and cries for a month. Ubachsa es aviha v'yes ima yerach yamin. Tells us the Zohar Chodosh, and the Aruch Chaim talks about it, the Pri Tzadik, all the Svarim, that the yerach yamin is Chodesh Elul. Ubachsa es aviha v'yes ima yerach yamin, that the Neshama cries, we have to cry for our chatoim during Chodesh Elul. Levachse es aviha ve'es ima yerach yamim. The yerach yamim is Chodesh Elul. So Chodesh Elul is clearly hinted right here at the beginning of the parasha. Kisetze la milchama, this is the month of milchama, this is the month of God. Why now more than the rest of the year? Because now the battle is more intense. The Yetzer Hara is more powerful. And as mentioned in previous weeks, that Elul is the last month of the year. If we count from Tishrei, Elul symbolizes the last generations, the last tkufa of Golus, the Ekev, what we call Ikvas of the Mashiach. This is the Ekev of the year. God God gedud yigudanu v'hu yagud okev, the pasuk says. That God will fight yagud, he will cut off the enemy in, at the time of Akev. Although when one looks, which Akev means the end of the year, which is Elul, when one looks at the beginning of Chumash, we talk about the snake, which of course that represents the Yetzer Hara, Hashem says to the snake, Hu yeshuv charosh, he will wipe you out, he will destroy you by your head, v'ata tishufenu okev, and you'll be able to attack him at his heel, meaning as Sfarim say, that it's easier to fight the Yetzer Hara in a time of Rosh Hashanah, for example, when the Satan cannot be Mekatreg. However, the Ata Tishufenu Okev, the Yetzer Hara will attack you in the time of Akev. The Akev of the year, the Akev of any time, and the Akev that we're in now, which is Ikvus of the Mashiach, the Satan has power. The Satan's powers are unleashed at the end of time, especially at the chasima. It's like this all the time. Any Rebbe or teacher will tell you that the most difficult time in teaching is the end of the year, when you think it's over anyway, so the class doesn't think that it really matters anymore. It's the end that is the most difficult. And Elul is the end of the year. So the Satan is trying very, very hard to ruin the year. Like we mentioned last week when we spoke about Egla Arufa, that we shouldn't be able to say Yodeinu Leshavchu Es Adam Hazeh, because the Yetzirah wants us to end the year. But he says, you'll start next year, like everyone always says. Yeah, I'll start fresh tomorrow. It's the end of the day already. Forget about Ma'ariv, Shacharis, we'll be new tomorrow. Or forget about the end of the year. Rosh Hashanah is a good time to start, but now it's the end. Purposely, Chazal taught us that it's not like that. That Elul, despite that it's the end, that's when we get up early. That's when we're mashkim. That's when we get up early for Slichas. If you're a Sfardi from the beginning of Elul, if you're not Ashkenazi, the last week, and especially Erev Rosh Hashanah, which is the last day of the year, the Akev, Sheba Akev, one would think, that's the last day of the year. Then we get up really early, really outsmart the Satan. We don't blow the Shofar to confuse the Satan. Precisely at the end of the year, that's when the battle intensifies. And that's because in Elul, as mentioned, we come back to the source. We come back to the root. And we are striving to get to the Reishis. Reishis, Bereishis, which is Aleph B'Tishrei, Oisiyos Aleph B'Tishrei, which Reishis, of course, is Rosh Hashanah, which in this parasha, right after it talks about the Isha Yifas Toyar, after it talks about going to battle, it talks about the topic of Bechor. Ki es ha-Bechor ben hasnua yakir loses loy pishnayim b'chel asher yimotzei loy kihu Reishis oinay loy mishpat ha-Bechor. The topic of Bechor is in this week's parasha, that the firstborn, even if it's of the wife that is hated, as the Torah talks about the man who has two wives, one who he loves, one who he hates, is not allowed to give over the Bechorah to the son of the beloved wife, but rather he has to give it to the son, even if it's the Ben Asnua, ki es ha-Bechor Ben Asnua Yakir, and what does a Bechor get? Pishnayim, double. Says the Balaturim, this is a remez to Klal Yisrael, who felt hated throughout Golus. We feel hated. We feel like we're the son of the hated one. We don't feel like that we get what the Goyim get, because this is not the real world is the next world. However, the Pasuk says that Hashem recognizes that we are the Bechor, B'ni Bechor Yisrael, Los Esloi Pi Shnayim. The Klal Yisrael will get double. We get this world and the next. Olam Haza and Olam Haba. And it'll especially be recognized in the time of the future when V'yasruach HaTumah Avir Min Ha'oretz, then it'll be recognized that we deserve the Pishanayim and we Loi Mishpat HaBechayra. Los Es Loi Pishanayim is B'gematria V'yasruach HaTumah Avir Min Ha'oretz, which is what we're striving to do in the month of Elul. In the month of Elul, we are eradicating the Ra. We're trying to remove the Ra, we're trying to wash ourselves, cleanse ourselves, until we come to Yom Kippur, which is the day of the Mikveh. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. That's why the name of the parasha is Teitzei. Teitzei means to go out. We have to go out. We have to leave the Zuhama, the impurities, all the Tumah that has attached itself to us throughout the year. Every year has its Nisyonos and its distractions, and especially now as we're getting closer and closer to the Geula, the distractions are getting even more and more, one upon the other, more gadgets, and the high technology gets more and more involved. The Yetzer Hara is really trying very, very hard to distract us. So we have to get out of that. Kiseitze, we have to go out. And that's the end of the parasha. We find Amalek, Zochar Eis Asher Asa L'cha Amalek, when? Baderech B'tzei Sechem Mimitzrayim. When we're going out, that's when Amalek tries to attack us. When we're going out of Mitzrayim, when we're trying to remove ourselves from the Tumah of Mitzrayim. And in our case, after Tisha B'Av, after we leave the Bein HaMitzorim, which is like Mitzrayim, between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah, as mentioned, is like between Pesach and Shavuos. When did Amalek really come? Historically, when did Amalek start up with the Jews? So Amalek starts up with the Jews in Chodesh Iyar, in the month of Iyar. That's when Amalek started up with Klal Yisrael. And when was that? That was Baderech B'tzeischem Mimitzrayim. We were on our way out of Mitzrayim. Chof Aleph Iyar, say the Hayom, right? Other Sfarim say that it was the last week or so of Iyar. But it was in Iyar. It's Kiyadu, and the Psukim is the Befeirush and Chumash and Beshalach, that it was definitely in Chodesh Iyar, and that's when we were on our way out of Mitzrayim. And what are we doing in Chodesh Iyar? We're counting Sfiras. Sfiras HaOmer. That's the period of time between Pesach and Shavuos. When does the Torah talk to us about remembering what Amalek did to us, Baderech B'tzeischem in Mitzrayim? Between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah. So the period, the 7 weeks between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah is parallel to the time between Pesach and Shavuos. Both are B'tzeischem Mimitzrayim. In both time frames, we're going out, or at least we're trying to go out. Between Pesach and Shavuos, we're preparing for Matan Torah. We're trying to leave the Tumah of Mitzrayim. After Tisha B'Av, Bein HaMitzorim, we're preparing ourselves for Rosh Hashanah. Min HaMeitzah Karasi Ka Anoni Bamerchav. That's what we say when we read the when we blow the shofar, which is narrow at the opening, wide where the sound actually comes out. Ben Ametzar, narrow. Ben Ametzorim, Merchav, Baruch Marchiv God, as the pasuk says, God, His portion of land widened. Chodesh El is the month of Harchava, month of relief, in contrast to Chodesh Av, which is the month of constraints. So at the beginning of the parasha and at the end, the Torah stresses this thing, this idea of going out. Kiseitze lamalchama, zocher es asher osalucha amalek baderech bitseisechem mimitzroim. And the same when we look at the story in Parshas Beshalach, where it talks to us about Amalek, which we read Purim morning, the pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem, Vayomer Moshe el Yehoshua. Moshe says to Yehoshua, after Amalek comes to battle, Bechar lanu anoshim vitsei, and go out. Hilochem ba'amolek. Literally, going out means because Amalek started up with those who were out of a cloud, those who were exfoliated, those who were out, the nechsholim, as the pasuk talks about over here, the weak, the meek, the sinners, those who were not allowed to be in the cloud, those that were no longer protected. So they had to be brought back in, and that's what Milchemes Amalek was about. So there also the Torah stresses the word tsei, because the way you fight Amalek is by going out. Meaning, the way to fight Amalek is by leaving, by trying to remove the impurities, remove the tumah of Mitzrayim. Amalek is trying to prevent us from doing that. That's the Asher Korcha Baderech. He's cooling you off. He's trying to cool you off from your enthusiasm. It's Yodua that in the Yemei HaSfira, there's a certain enthusiasm. There's an excitement, a countdown to Matan Torah. After Tisha B'Av, there's also an enthusiasm, not just because Tisha B'Av is over and we can listen to music or whatever else that we weren't allowed, but the enthusiasm, the excitement, there's a new year is coming, at least that's how it should be. Shiva de Nechamasa, 7 weeks of Nechama, a new beginning, Bereshis, Yom Kippur, Kapora, Mechilas Havoinais. So Amalek tries to cool us off from that enthusiasm, and that takes place between Pesach and Shavuos. That's when Amalek comes. And we read about this now after Tisha B'Av, before Rosh Hashanah, also because the Koiches HaTumah are trying very hard to distract us so we shouldn't focus on our goal, which the goal, of course, is to reach the new year pure. And the same thing now in the time period that we're in now, in Ikvus of the Mashiach, the enthusiasm should be the excitement knowing that Mashiach is coming and that we should be preparing for that, so there are all the distractions. No, that's not true, that's not, look at this, look at that, they said the same thing 10 years ago, you really believe it, it's not emes, the world looks like it's getting better, things are getting worse. So that's Asher Korcha Baderech. It's all Amalek B'gematria Sofek, trying to instill doubts in our emunah, doubts in our enthusiasm. After all, what am I so excited about? What's the big, I'm really going to be able to do tshuva? I tried last year to, all Amalek. Now what's interesting is that Parsha Zohar And now, which Parsha Zohar is in Chodesh Adar, Purim time, and now in Chodesh Elul, Adar and Elul, as mentioned 2 weeks ago, maybe elaborate a little bit on it now, are sister months. Although the mood in Elul is not one like in Adar, at least in most circles, Elul is a serious month, not a sad month, Chas V'Shalom, it is a very happy month, let's not confuse it with sadness, very happy because we're able to return to Hashem, it's an opportunity to get closer to Hashem, so certainly it is a very joyous month, but not like in the same way as it is Purim time. One will definitely not compare Purim to Adar, yet they're both sister months, because whatever Adar is in the winter, Elul is in the summer. Adar is the last month if we start from Nisan, Elul is the last month if you start from Tishrei, Adar is the sixth month if you start from Tishrei, Elul is the sixth month if you start from Nisan. Whatever Adar is in the Chodshei HaChoref, that's Elul in the Chodshei HaKayetz, as all the Svarim talk about. So definitely, the fact that Parsha Zohar is read both in Adar and in Elul show us that there is a connection. In Chodesh Adar, on Purim, there was the Mulchama. There was the Mulchama of, in the time of Purim, as we know, Haman, even though Haman was killed on Pesach, but the 10 sons of Haman were killed in Adar. The Gezeira was to take place in Adar. The Venahapochu was in Adar. Which in Elul also, in the Chodesh Elul, Elul is the month of Venahapochu as well, because Elul is the month in which we're supposed to turn ourselves around. The whole idea of doing tshuva is turning oneself around. Venahapochu asher yishlatu ha-Yehudim heima. Just like in Adar, the Jews, the Gezeira was turned around and the Jews ruled over the Goyim, in Elul, a Yid has to rule over his Yetzer Hara. A Yid has to be able to turn himself around. And after that, a Yid is Zoicha to Veshavisa Shivyoi. As we know that the Averis done during the year, what that causes is that sparks of Kedusha get captured, into trapped by the Koiches HaTumah. As the Baruch Haim is Mazbir Arichas, could I look at the Aruch Haim at the beginning of this week's parasha where he discusses this? So when a person does tshuva, kisei tel amulchama alo yevecha, when you go out to battle in the month of God, which is the month of Elul, and you fight the Yetzer, despite that the Yetzer gets more and more powerful as we get closer to the end of the year, tries to distract us, especially as he'll say, it's still August, it's still summer, Slichus is not for another 2 weeks. There's still more time to have a good time. It's not like in other years. It's different. You know, you got a chaperein. Yeah, that's how the Yetzer Hara talks. He says, you know, the week of Slichus, then we'll start. Then we'll get serious. But now, you know, but when he takes it seriously, that kisei tel amulchama alo yivecha unesonoi Hashem alo yikecha biyadecha, because only if we go out to battle the Yetzer Hara will he be delivered in our hands. The shavisa shivya, we will be able to take out those sparks of Kedusha that have been taken as captives by the koiches hatumah. Which, as the Aruch Haim explained, that's the whole idea of the Eishes Yifas Toyar. The Shavisa is begematria Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, that's the last Mishnah of Yuma, the Mishnah that talks to us about the Kapora of the Tahara of Yom Kippur, Ki Bayoy Mazeh Yechapra Aleichem L'Taharas, Kemikol Chatoisechem L'Fnei Hashem Tetoru. Says the last Mishnah in Yuma, that on that Pasuk, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, which is a Pasuk in Yirmiyah, which incidentally, we read that Haftorah during the days of Sfira, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Akiva, we all know the famous passage of Rabbi Akiva and the Nigan on that Mishnah. Ashreichem Yisrael, lifnei mi atem mitahar eschem, lifnei avichem shebashamayim, ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ma mikveh mitahar es atemeyim, ach HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitahar es Yisrael. So the goal is to be able to become totally washed and cleansed from all our chatoyim, from all the sitra achra, which now in Elul we're going out to fight. The more we engage in this mulchama in the month of Elul, the purer we will be as we come to the end of the 40 days, which the 40 days of Elul till Yom Kippur correspond to the 40 saw of a mikveh. And that brings us to Reishis, which is the next topic. Which Reishis is what a Yid is. We are Reishis. We were the first thought of Hashem, as mentioned in previous weeks. We were the first machshava that the Eibishter had, that Hashem had. The first machshava that Hashem had was about Klal Yisrael. we were the Reishis HaMachshava, the Machshava Techila, and that'll be recognized the Soif Ma'ase, which Soif Ma'ase, the Machshava Techila, Soif Ma'ase means all the way at the end of history, at the end of time, which we're getting there. At the end of time, at the end of the sixth millennium, between the year 5 and 6,000, at the end of time, and Ikvus of the Mashiach, when Mashiach will come, it will be revealed the Machshava Techila, that first thought that Hashem had. The fact that we are the Reishis HaBriya, we are the ones who deserve the Pishnayim, which Maisha Mashiach is Olam Hazeh, not Olam Haba. Mashiach comes in this world. So for those who say, where do we see that Klal Yisrael had Olam Hazeh also? We know that we're going to get Olam Haba, and that's for us. But who says we get Olam Hazeh too, which is the Pishnayim? That happens when Mashiach will come. Because when Mashiach will come, that'll be in this world, a physical, normal world. Olam kimin hogay noyeg, as the Rambam paskins, especially according to the Shita of Shmuel, who says, Ein bein olam hazel yamais ha-Mashiach el-Shibit malchus bilvad. So otherwise everything is the same. Everything's normal. We're the humans, we eat, and we drink until the time of Tchias HaMeis, and then things change. But before that, it's olam kimin hogay noyeg, and at that time we will see, and they'll be recognized, that Klal Yisrael deserve both worlds. And that's what Yaakov was trying to accomplish when he was holding on to the heel of Esav. As it says, and there Rashi tells us they were fighting about the Nachlas Shnei Olamos. They were fighting about who gets both worlds. Most learned means who gets which world. It's not just that. Who gets both worlds? Because Yaakov, a Yid is the one who's happy in this world. A Goy is really not happy and is never happy. Thinks he's happy. A Yid who lives a Torah life is happy in this world and in the next. He's zeichet to both worlds. So that's recognized at the end. Here too, at the end of the year, when we enter Chodesh Elul, which Chodesh Elul is the end of the year, but at the same time, it's also the Reishis. We find by God, when it talks about God, Moshe Rabbeinu benches God and he says, Baruch Marchiv God, Kilavi Shachain, the Torah Absoloya Avkot Koid, Vayar Reishis Loi. God sees Reishis in his portion of land. Where is there Reishis in the portion of land of God? So Rashi tells us because that God took the portion of land that was conquered from Sichon and Og. That was the beginning of the conquering of Eretz Yisrael. And that's where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, who was called Reishis. At the other hand, the pasuk says, "God gedud yigudanu v'hi agud akev." So Elul is the Akev. Elul is the end of the year, true, but it is also the Reishis. It's the beginning of the year. It's both. It's the end. It's the last month, but it's the month in which the Reishis begins. It's the month in which we start the new year. We start Slichas. Chaf Hei El was the day of the creation of the world, not Aleph Tishrei. The creation of the world was Chaf Hei El, and the day before that, as mentioned previous weeks, was when Hashem had the decision to make the world. The Ratzah, the Machshava to create the world was an Elul. So Elul is the Reishis, especially as we mentioned last week, that in Elul, Sichon and Og were conquered. The two kings who tried to prevent Klal Yisrael from entering Eretz Yisrael, just like Amalek is trying to prevent Klal Yisrael from getting to the point of Reishis, whether it was then that we shouldn't be able to get to Har Sinai between Pesach and Shavuos, or now between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah to distract us so that we shouldn't focus and we shouldn't get to the Madrega that we ought to be on, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's what Sichon and Og tried to do, physically trying to prevent us from entering Eretz Yisrael, besides the Tumah that Sichon and Og represent. Sichon Melech Cheshbon, which we counter that by making the proper Cheshbon in the month of Elul, the Cheshbon HaNefesh, the Cheshbon Tzedek, which Sichon, the king of Cheshbon, when he was alive, the Tumah that he represented prevented us from making the proper Cheshbon. The Yetzirah, the Satan, Amalek, Asher Karcha Baderech, don't make a cheshbon. What are you making a cheshbon for? Who cares? What cheshbon? There is no cheshbon. He doesn't believe in anything. He believes in it's all coincidence. Asha karcha baderech. Karcha comes from the word mikra nikris. As the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tainiyos, that on a fast day, especially a fast that we fast if there's no rain, is to show that everything is from Hashem. The fact that there is a drought, it's not a mikra nikris, chas v'shalom, as the Rambam says. It's not just a coincidence, a happening, but it's a Yad Hashem. if there's a monsoon in Pakistan where 1,500 people are killed and who knows how many are homeless, it's Yad Hashem. It's not a mikra nikras or any other event that's taking place in the world. And we have to learn from it, and we have to do something about it, even if it affects Goyim. So Amalek cools us off from that. Amalek, asher karcha, karcha comes from the word mikra nikras. It's only a happening. It's a coincidence. That's kfira. That's the shar hanun of tuma. When we are counting down, we are we're striving to reach the shar hanun of kedusha, the nun shar ebina, Shavuos, which is the 50th day, Rosh Hashanah, which is also the 50th day from after Tisha B'Av. The same daga that a person reaches Shavuos, a person reaches also on Rosh Hashanah, or Yom Kippur, which is like Shavuos. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is only one unit of time, the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Both are days where a Yid is able to enter into the Shar Hanun, which the Shar Hanun is Amuna. That's why we read about the Akedah on Rosh Hashanah. Akedah, the story of the Akedah was the epitome of Amuna, the greatest story in history of the devotion of one human being, the unbelievable Amuna that a person can have. And as I mentioned to a class today, in the morning, that for 3 days, Avraham Avinu had to shut down his thinking process, literally. He had to close his mind and not think. Because if he would think for 1 minute, he wouldn't be able to do this. Because it makes no sense, and it's full of contradictions. Hashem promised him he's going to have a child, Kibi Yitzchak Yikori L'chazara, and now he tells him, Kachno es bincha sechidcha asher hafta es Yitzchak. Then afterwards he tells him, don't. So it's very confusing. So the only way that Avram was able to do this was that he went betmimus, like it says, Vayelchu Shnehim Yachdov, just as Yitzchak had no idea where he was going, Avram made it as if he has no idea. He shut off his mind completely. That's what we find, that he did not ask any questions until it was over. When it was over, then he first asked his questions. Then he's like, he crashed, he busted, he couldn't control himself. Acharat varim ha'elet says, after it was all over, and he found out that Milka had a daughter, Besuel had a daughter, Rivka, that meant that there's a zivug for Yitzchak. Then it says, Beshuvah, Rashi says, Mehar ha'moiri, on his way back, he said, wait, what would have happened had I killed him and there wouldn't have been a descendant of mine? He started asking questions. No questions, though, on his way to the Akedah. Total devotion, total emunah. That's the Shar Hanun. That's the Madrega that a Yid really is supposed to be on without being tested on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur. Shar Hanun of Kedusha, total emunah. Total emunah is the total opposite of Ashakarcha Baderach. Ashakarcha is Kfira. Ashakarcha, that's the Shar Hanun of Tumah. That's Kfira, that's the Hepech of Emunah. Emunah means you believe, even though it does not make any sense. Kfira means you deny even what you see. You deny everything. You laugh about everything. Everything is a joke. Asher karcha baderach. Everything is a joke. And this we read now in the time of El, which Arizal said is called Derech. We find that the Torah stresses that the war of Amalek took place baderech. Why does the pasuk have to say that it happened baderech? I mean, obviously, if they left Mitzrayim, they were walking somewhere. They were on a derech. They were on a path. Does it have to say that? There was a highway, whatever it was. It wasn't a highway. It was a road. It was a mud road. Whatever it was. They were walking. It could have said, Zohar es ha-shosu l'cha ha-molek, b'tseis chami Mitzrayim. Why does it have to say baderech? And then again, asher karcha baderech. So the Arizal tells us, not on this, but the Arizal says, which all the Svarim quote, there's the pasuk in Yeshaya, Kapitel Mem Gimel, pasuk Tezayin. It says over there, Hanoisein bayom derech. Hashem placed in the sea a road, a pathway. Now, literally, that pasuk is referring to Kriyas Yamsuf, that Hashem made a pathway for the Jews in the Yamsuf that they should be able to cross. And then He had all the enemies of the Jews come to the Yamsuf, and they all drowned there. That's what the pasuk literally means. Hanoisein bayom derech. If you learn that pasuk, you don't see anything about Elul, and Rashi doesn't say it, and Al pi Nigla, Al pi Pashtus. That's not what the pasuk is talking about. The Arizal, who, as we know, was the Sar HaTorah in Kabbalah and Pnimius HaTorah, so he revealed to us, among the many, many revelations in Torah that he revealed, is that this pasuk is referring to Elul. Hanoisein bayom derech. He goes into a whole Kabbalistic, the shemais that one is supposed to have in mind in Chodesh Elul, the Shem Havaya, which b'milua is equal to 63, and then the word Eheye, which is supposed to happen when you go to the mikveh, which is equal b'milua to 161, so 161 plus 63 is 224, which is equal to the word Derech. That's what he says Kabbalistically. Menegel Eileinu, though, Elul is the Derech to get to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's the pathway. We say in the Slicha, it's Derech Tshuva Hoyreza. It's a Derech of Tshuva. It's a pathway. Hashem has sort of paved a new road. Elul is the road to Tshuva. Adar is also, that's also a parallel between Elul and Adar. We know that in Adar, we are told that Mordechai and Esther also gave us a new Derech to do Tshuva. That's why Mordechai was called Mordechai from the word Madrich. Mordechai has the same letters as Madrich. V'yata al b'moisei moisidroich. Hamadricheinu al b'moiseivenu. A new derech in Tshuva for those who normally don't have the opportunity. Another pathway, another entrance, a back road, a back entrance for those who fell even more so, that even Elul was not enough, was Zocheh to Adar. But both of these months are months where a person has a derech, a pathway, derech tshuva hayreisa, to be able to get closer to Hashem on Yom Kippur and to receive a kapara lefnei Hashem titoru. So the Arizal says, Hanoisein vayom derech. Yam means in the middle of the sea, in the middle of the mehazedoinim, in the middle of the mabul, in the middle of all the contaminated and polluted world, there's a derech, there's a pathway that a person, as long as you get onto that path, you'll get out of the yam. Just like, which the Pasuk literally is referring to, those who went into the yamsuf, there was a derech for them to get out of it. Elul is the derech to get out of the yam. Elul is the miklot. Now Arizal also tells us, Ino liyodoi v'samti loch, Rosh Tevis Elul, where it talks about the miklot, the ir miklot. Miklot is the gematria of an ahapoichu. Elul is the miklot of time. There's a miklot, a city of refuge for those who kill inadvertently, to run to. Tochin lecha haderech, which we read last week in last week's parasha, also derech, that there are pathways for those who killed b'shoigeg to get to the ir miklot so that they should be saved from the goyel adam. Elul is the month to protect ourselves, miklot, from the goyel adam, the Yetzer Hara, who's trying to attack us, who's trying to kill us spiritually. So we go, when we enter the month of Elul, we are in the month of Miklot. We are protected. We are on the Derech. Like they say, when people are off the Derech, or on the Derech. When we're on the Derech, when we're in Chodesh Elul, if we're utilizing the month properly, we're on the Derech. That's where Amalek is trying to attack us. Zocher es hasherosavacha Amalek ba-Derech. In the month of Elul, which is the Derech, hanoisein ba-yom Derech, asher korcha ba-Derech, ba-yizanev b'cha, ba-yizanev from the word zonav, which means tail. He's trying to instill in you the feeling that all you are is merely a tail. What are you? You're worthless. That's not one of the Yetzer Hara. What are you going to do? Tshuva? You think your tshuva is worth anything? Your mitzvahs are worth anything? The Yetzer Hara comes in all different styles, manifests himself in all different disguises. And one of the main Yetzer Haras is that he tries to put us down, that we're worthless. What am I? What can I accomplish? Certainly I'm not racious. What are we on Rosh Hashanah? We say, L'roish v'loy l'zonav. Amalek, by Yizanev Becha, he tries to instill into us no self-esteem. By Yizanev Becha. But every Yid has to know that no matter who you are part of Am Yisrael, and you are racious. Racious, darka, viracious, Bishvil Yisrael, shanikru uracious. Amalek, they say that they are racious. Racious goyim Amalek, the Pasuk says. Amalek says, we are the racious. We're the purpose of creation. The acharisai adei oived. Amalek's mapola, the end will be a total mapola for Amalek. Elul is the chaydish of Milchama. Elul is the chaydish when v'hoya b'haniach Hashem alekecha l'cha mikol oyvecha misoviv. The parasha begins with kiseitzei la'milchama al oyvecha, and it ends with v'hoya b'haniach Hashem alekecha l'cha mikol oyvecha. The oyev today, besides the Yetzer Hara, is Yishmael. It's Yadua, the Chida, and others tell us that Sonei is Esav, and oyev is Yishmael, which is worse than Sone. The Golus that we're in today is the Golus of the Oyev, the Golus of Yishmael, which on Rosh Hashanah, both days, we read about the Mapala of Yishmael. The first day we read, Goresh Ha'oma Hazois Ve'esbena, where Sarah tells Avraham to get Yishmael out of the house, and Avraham doesn't want to listen, and Hashem says, Shma B'koila, Ki B'Yitzchak Yikorei L'Chazorah, Yishmael is not part of Klal Yisrael. First day, Goresh Ama Azoyz V'Yaspena. And that's the secular Arab. That's the secular Yishmael. He wasn't religious at that time. But Metzachei, Gili Arayish, V'Yichuz Domen, Avodah Zarah. The next day, we read the Akedah. And by the Akedah, we have the religious Arab, the Yishmaeli, who claims that he's the Rashis. Yishmael was having a Vikuach with Yitzchak. He had come back. After he was banished, he returned because he did tshuva. Yishmael, we know, did tshuva. And he comes back, and they're having a dispute. Who is really the true child? Who's the Bechor? Who's the firstborn? Who gets the Pishnayim? And Yitzchak says, I get it. I'm the child of Sarah. You're the child of Hagar. And Yishmael's response to that is, you had a bris. You were 8 days old. You didn't know what you were doing. And I was 13 years old. And I do know what I'm doing. So, achad varim ha'elev ha'elikim nisa es Avraham. As Rashi brings the Chazal there, to prove that Yishmael was not on the Madrega of Yitzchak. Yitzchak says, you talk about one Aver, I would give myself totally over to Hashem if I'm asked to do it. And he does it. So the Akedah disproves, the Akedah disqualifies Yishmael, who claims that he's the Yechida. Kachma es bincha es Yechidecha asher ahavta es Yitzchak. Avram's not even sure who the Yechida is. Avram says, well, who is it? Is it Yitzchak? Or is it Yishmael? Who do you want me to take? Until Hashem has to specify Yitzchak. There's a havamina. Avram even had this havamina, that Yitzchak, that Yishmael perhaps is on the same madrega as Yitzchak. But we know only a yid has yechida. The five parts of the neshama, nefesh, ruach, neshama, chayi, yechida, only a yid has, and on Yom Kippur, it's revealed, those are the five tefilos and the five tevilos of the Kohen Gadol, and the five times that he changes clothes, and the Chamisha Inuyim are all connected to Chamesh, Dargis of the Neshama, which a Yid has. Yishmael does not have it. But they imitate. That's what they daven five times a day, which they got from Yom Kippur. And they're taking over the Makom HaMikdash, which is the Makom of Yechida. And now they're trying to do it here in New York too. So the Yishma'elim, which is the Golis that we're in, it's interesting, not that, that I'm not saying this is true, but the fact that the whole discussion that's going on right now, which is becoming more and more widespread, concerning what they want to do here in New York, which is the makom of most Jews today, is probably either Yerushalayim or New York. So in both places, you have Yishmael trying to set up shop on the makom HaMikdash. We know they've done it already, and now they're trying to do it here too. Freedom of religion, but what they're really trying to do. This is all part of the Golus of Yishmael, which is going to take place right before the coming of the Geula, where Paras, as we see in all the Psukim in Tanakh, that Paras plays a central role. There's no question, everyone sees what's going on, that Paras today, which is Iran, is the source of all the terrorism, funding the terrorism. And as the Gemara says, that Paras will fall either in the hands of Edom or in the hands of Yisrael, the different opinions. What's going to happen right before Mashiach will come? Those of you are learning Daf Yomi, yesterday's Daf discussed how Paras will last until Mashiach comes. And Tosfos there discusses that, even though the Gemara says that Paras will fall by Rome, but that's right before Bias HaMashiach. And if anyone's looking into what's going on in current events, studying it, and looking at Chazal, not that we really know what's going on, but certainly it sounds like that. And this should be very encouraging to us, at the same time that it's scary and depressing, but at the same time one looks into Chazal and one realizes that this was already foreseen 2,000 years ago already. Chazal knew that Paras was going to last till Mashiach. Who would have believed little Paras, which at one time was a superpower, and then for a long time was quiet, now is at the realm, at the head of it all, trying to instill fear in the entire world. The time will come and all our enemies will be gone. And at that time, Timcha Ezecher Amolek Mitachas Hashemayim Voy Tishkach. So in Chodesh Elul, which is the Chodesh of Melchama, which is the Chodesh of battle, and it's interesting that in our time, that what started a lot of the current situation in the world, which began on what they call the famous September 11th, happened in Chodesh Elul, began in the week of Slichos. World War II started in Chodesh Elul, Ki Yadua, it was Yud Zayin Elul. Elul is a month, when one thinks the year is over, and all of a sudden something major happens, and you think the year is over, and the whole year is remembered for the major event that took place the last week of the year. The year is not over, that's for sure. It's Ches Elul tonight, It's still Tavshin Ayin. How this year is going to end, no one knows, but the year is not over. It's far from over. And a Yid can reach the Madrega of Reishis, which is what the Pasuk speaks to us here about, Losas Loi Pishanayim. Even in the time of Acharis, even in the last month of the year, even if it's, there's only a few weeks left and a person thinks, what did I accomplish this year? Everything, HaKoil HaLeich Achar HaChitim, it all goes by the end. The way we end it off, that's what this year is going to be known as. This is the month of Hashavas HaVeidah, which is another topic in this week's parasha. Hoshev Teshivim Le'ochicha V'Hashevoysa Eloi. What greater Hashavas HaVeidah is there than doing tshuva? Doing tshuva is returning one's neshama, which is lost before he does tshuva, back to its creator, in a body, obviously. B'chayim Chayuse, as he's alive, returning his neshama back to Hashem in this world, doing tshuva is the ultimate Hashavas HaVeidah, which incidentally, the other time the Torah speaks to us about Hashavas HaVeidah is in Parashas Mishpatim, which we read as we enter the month of Adar, and here we read it in the month of Elul. Kisivne Bayis Chadash, we read in this week's parasha. Now is the time that we are getting ready to build a new house, a Bayis Chadash, a new year, a new house. Rosh Hashanah v'gematria beis hamikdash. V'yosisa ma'akel l'gagecha. The pasuk says you have to put a fence around your roof, which is the head, as the Svarim say, is the remez, that we have to be careful what we're thinking about. The word ma'aka is an acronym of hirhure aveira, koshin me aveira, as the Gemara says. That stands for ma'aka. A person has to put a ma'aka around his roof or her roof, around his head or her head, make sure to protect the mind, that the mind should not become polluted. Elul is the ma'aka. Elul is the ma'aka of the year. As we're beginning a new year, kisivna bayis chadash, we have to make a ma'aka around the gag, around the, as we enter the new year, we have to make protection. A protection is the Chodesh Elul, as mentioned last week, v'shoiftim v'shoichim titan lecha b'chol she'arecha. And as we get to the end of the parasha, we learn about Yibum, which Yibum, the concept of Yibum is that there's hope for everyone, even a neshama that left this world. There's a tikkun for that neshama, ki yadua, that Yibum is so that v'lo yimoche shemoy mi Yisrael, that his name shall not be erased. And as many as the Al-Shech and others say that when Yibum takes place, the neshama of the departed enters the child that the Yavam and the Yavama have together. Like it says in Rus, Oyved, who was the child of Rus and Boyaz, was the neshama of Machlon. So Yibum is the tikkun. Yibum shows that every Yid has a tikkun, no matter what. There's no such thing as Yimoche Shemoy. By a Yid, v'lo Yimoche Shemoy mi Yisrael. If one wants to say Yemach Shemoy already, who should it be said on? Not Chas V'Shalom Yid, but on Amalek. Timche Ezecher Amalek Mitachas HaShemayim Loi Tishkach. Amalek will be erased. A Yid, no Yid will be erased. And even a Yid who's a Mummer, it's a Yidua that there were certain Gedolei Yisrael, and we're not here to judge any Gedolei Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom, but there were some Gedolei Yisrael who freely or loosely would say the phrase Yemach Shemoy, even on Jews, who they held, there was no tikkun for them. But many quoted the Chazal in this week's parasha that no matter how low a Jew falls, even a meshumer, a mumer la'achas, you don't say Yemach Shemo, because if he has a wife and he died without children, his wife is mechuyev in Yibum. Why? Says the pasuk, "V'lo Yemach Shemo mi Yisrael." I mean, it's even a Yid that perhaps you think you can say such a phrase. And perhaps he deserves that he should be cursed, and maybe if there's such a Yid. Pasuk says, V'lo yimachah shmai mi Yisrael. And certainly now in Chodesh Elul, when we're looking for schusim for Klal Yisrael, and today certainly there are no such Jews. Every Yid today, if there is such a Jew, is a tinuk shenishba. It's not his fault, her fault. Especially in a time like now, when the Yetzirah and the powers of Tumah are so great that anyone that's an Erlich Yid today is a Nais. So the only derech today, the proper derech, is to see only zchus on every member and every segment of Klal Yisrael. And if anything, to bring the people back, not chas v'shalom to push them away, to bring them back, which is the concept of Hashavas Aveda, Kiruv Rechoikim, which is the Aveda of our generation, which today everyone agrees, even those who didn't agree with it years ago, all agree today, because every segment of Klal Yisrael is involved in the concept of Hashavas Aveda and returning lost neshamas. Kiruv Rechaikim, which Chodesh Elul is the Chodesh of Kiruv Rechaikim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekarev every single year, no matter how far. Im Yihye Nidachacha B'Ktzei HaShomoyim, Misham Yikabetzcha Hashem Alikecha, Misham Yikochecha, which is the power of the Shofar. The Shofar has the power to bring back even the furthest Jew who was scattered and dispersed spiritually, K'tzei HaShamoyim. K'tzei HaShamoyim doesn't have to be, that means that he's in Australia or in Alaska. K'tzei HaShamoyim means Beruchnius. He could be in New York, he could be right here. But he's Beruchnius, K'tzei HaShamoyim. He's far, far from Shamayim. He's far from Yerushalayim. And the power of the Shofar is, Yitoka B'Shofar Gadol, V'hoya B'Yoyim Hahu Yitoka B'Shofar Gadol, one of the 10 psukim that we're going to be saying on Rosh Hashanah, Uvo Ha'ovdim Be'eretz Ashur V'Hanidochim Be'eretz Mitzrayim, which is rooted in the shofar of the Isle of Yitzchak. When Avram Avinu took that ram and shechted it and burnt it, and that went up to Shamayim, and Hashem took, reconstructed the shofar of that ram, and Hashem said that with these horns, I'm going to bring every Jew back. Every Jew is going to come back when I'm going to blow these horns. The left horn, which was done on Shavuos, Matan Torah, the right horn, which is really reserved for Rosh Hashanah and for the future horn, for the horn of Mashiach, for the Shofar Gadol, which we're supposed to have in mind when we hear the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, that Hashem will again blow that Shofar Gadol and bring every single Yid back, even the one who's the furthest. The Pasuk says over here that even if he's not close to you and you don't even know who he is, you don't want to know who he is. Bring him into your house. Don't throw him out. He should be with you. You should return him to himself. That's the greatest hashavas aveda, returning a lost Jew to himself, bringing him back to his shoyrish. And that's why in our generation, perhaps that's the reason many gedolim are saying that there's such an opportunity today to be makariv rechokim and nidochim. So that's a schus for all of us. The fact that the Eibishter sees that Yidden are involved in bringing lost neshamas back. So people shouldn't think, well, come on, I should bring other people back. I got to work on myself. What right do I have to work on others? That itself is the biggest chus. When people are oisek, a father is, there's no joy to a father more than seeing his children returning to him. And of course, a father will appreciate more than anything else those who brought his children back to him. So certainly Hashem, Avinu Sheba Shamayim, appreciates those who are oisek in Kiruv, in Tzedakah, which the whole Avodah of Elul is Tzedakah, which Tzedakah doesn't have to be necessarily only charity with coins, with money, but Tzedakah is also Beruchnius. In the month of Elul, which is the month of Utzedakah Tihi Alonu Ki, that's the Tzirif Shem Havaya of Chodesh Elul, is from the words Utzedakah Tihi Alonu Ki, the last letters. Gedoyla Tzedakah Shem Akarevis is HaGeula, B'Tzedakah Tikhoinonu, Tzion B'Mishpat Tipadeh V'Shaveha B'Tzedakah, which we zeiche that in this Chodesh Elul, all of us should, as they say, see the light. L'dover Hashem, Oyri V'Yishi. Oyri V'Yishi is B'Gematria Taryag. Through our intensifying mitzvahs, working on the Taryag mitzvahs, Oyri V'Yishi will be Zeichet to Oyri, which is Rosh Hashanah. V'Yehudim Oysa Oyra, V'Yomer Elokim Yehi Or, V'Yehi Or. V'Or, at the beginning of creation, that's Rosh Hashanah. Yishi is Yom Kippur, it says Yishi. Yesha Mishichecha Yeshua Yeshua's Hashem Topshin Ayin, still Topshin Ayin. We could still be Zeicha that in this year still we can be Zeicha to the Geula, as the Magal Amuka says that it's going to happen in Elul. The Magal Amuka says Uvolat Tzion Goyel Uleshave, in the words Goyel Uleshave, you have Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, which is Elul. Kisivne Bayis Chadash is Begematri Uvolat Tzion Goyel Uleshave Fesha B'Yakov. We should be Zeicha to the Bayis Chadash, to the Bayis Hashlishi, and to volunteer in Goyal, the Shavitash of Yaakov, and that this Rosh Hashanah we should hear the Shofar from Hashem himself.